Hello, I'm Eric Corman, Interim Co-CEO and Communications Director at League of Education Voters, and the parent of an eighth grader of the global majority in the public school system who is accessing special education services. In this podcast, we interview students, policymakers, partners, and thought leaders to spotlight education policies, research, and practices so that together we can create a brighter future for every Washington student. Adar Abdi is a senior at Evergreen High School in Highline Public Schools, a Running Start student at South Seattle College, the Director of Community Outreach for the Washington State Legislative Youth Advisory Council, also known as LIAC, and a current King County Equity Cabinet member. Adar, besides what I already shared, how would you like to introduce yourself?
I guess I can add more recently, I have joined the YMCA of the Greater Seattle as a after-school instructor, so I get to work with more kids, younger kids, which is really great and amazing and a new perspective. I'm also going to be an incoming freshman at Harvard University in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Whoa.
That's exciting.
Yeah. That's incredible. Congratulations on that.
Thank you so much.
How did you first become connected with League of Education Voters?
Well, when I first joined LIAC, I was a part of the community outreach group because we're like cut up into four different sections. And the prior communications outreach director, Carissa Crumb, actually introduced me to Eric. And I was just kind of introduced to the different webinars that you guys have, the different work that you guys do, and then seeing the different policymakers, people in education that came on to the webinars.
So in your personal education journey, what has worked for you and what hasn't worked so well?
I think what has worked for me, honestly, has more recently advocating for myself. I used to be the type of person not to send the email, like let's say I have a late assignment or an extenuating circumstance. I always used to have this like thought process that, oh, well, I should have just done the work like a week prior. And sometimes it just doesn't happen. And I had to realize that like my teacher is a human too, and they probably understand what I'm going through. Most likely, there's like this saying that like, you lose every shot that you don't take or something like that. I think I kind of try to embody that mostly more recently. Honestly, I think like the beginning of my high school career or like those years and like even middle school, I really just struggled with like asking for help and asking for support. And anyway, I'm not the best person in math and science and stuff. So I'd kind of like shrivel away in those classes and not ask for support. Those late assignments, I just kind of would take the late assignment and like not get those points. But then I started to realize like people are human and most likely my teacher not the best for me. Hopefully, I think that's what's worked for me most recently. It's just like advocating for myself. What's not worked for me is kind of keeping quiet and not like, especially the limited resources in my high school that I had, not taking advantage of those or kind of being scared to ask for support. But I think speaking up has worked and not speaking up has not worked.
Was there somebody who inspired you to speak up, or was it a sort of a self-realization? Because it sounds like you had a bit of an epiphany there.
I think it was a little bit of both. When I was a freshman in high school, prior to that, in eighth grade year, I just came back from Africa. And then prior to that, I went to like just a bunch of different schools. So I was kind of just in this like weird place in my life where I didn't like go to any school consistently. So I felt like I didn't know really how to communicate with teachers, with administration, with anybody if I needed support. I kind of just did my own thing. And then slowly when I realized, I'm like, you know what, I really want to go to college, or I really want to do like an internship, or I really want to do research or something like that. But I didn't know who to ask, or I was too scared to ask. I think when I would like talk to my sister, she'd just be like, you need to like speak up for yourself. And like you hear people say that to you all the time, like speak up for yourself. And I think for me personally, it was harder said than done. I'm part of the Upward Bound program, which is, I think, is like a federally funded program, or at least statewide funded program, that supports low income students, or I think it's first generation / low income students. And I had a teacher named Eric Burns. He's like a math sort of guy, and I'm not good at math, so he really supported me in that. But he kind of just really helped me be like, you know what, you're not going to get the support you need if you don't ask, you know, like closed mouths don't get fed type thing. And I think it was like those hard realities where I realized like those days are still passing me and I'm still not getting the support. And it wasn't until like I kind of realized myself and I was like, you know what, I actually need the support, I need help. And I also think I had this idea that like those supports were for other people. I always used to think that like, well, there's somebody that needs it more than me. And then realizing, no, I am the person that needs it the most, or I need it at least. And so it was kind of those two things. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you found your voice and that you got over any barriers to advocating, because it clearly has made a difference. And you seem to be on such an amazing path right now.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, if you were in charge of our state's education system and you didn't have any budgetary constraints, what would you change?
I think it changed everything. And I know, I think the question also is really broad, because like in my mind, I'm automatically like, yeah, every student the support they need. But I think like, it starts from like the very root of the issue is like so many schools, or the schools that I've attended personally, are very underfunded. So like the first thing is like, now that we have no budget, give everybody the support they need. The kids that are working that can't be at school and fully focus on school, maybe get them a stipend so they don't have to work. Think about like the ESL students that like come to America when they're like 15, 16 years old, and they're thrown into like a random chemistry class or a random English class, not speaking any English. Get them like aides that can like follow them not everywhere, but to each class and support them. Get those students that have IEPs or their families don't even know what IEPs or 504 plans are. Get them the support they need. Raise teacher salaries so that we can actually have teachers that want to teach or are able to actually teach because they can afford their life in schools. I think just so many things. Also, I'm thinking about it. My school is really like renovation wise is a really not the best like building. So I think also like updating that so students don't feel like, I've heard the sentiments in my school where like it feels like a prison. So if we had a better building, bathrooms that worked properly, if we had better school lunches, maybe students would want to show up. They might not want to skip after school programs that students want to be a part of. Things like that, or internships after school where students can earn money instead of having to work like another minimum wage job, but they could actually, maybe it could help foster what they want to do career-wise or college-wise. There's so many things.
Yeah, that all sounds fantastic. And the one thing that I was thinking about when you were describing your own journey, it seems unfair to sort of put the onus on the student to have to advocate for themselves. I mean, the system should meet the students where they're at. It sounds like that's what you're talking about. Like that's what you would change, so that the students wouldn't have to find a way to speak up and get over whatever is preventing them from doing that, because they shouldn't have to.
No, definitely. I also think when I thought about it, like I think about all the resources that were out there or the supports that were out there, but those were really hidden. Like I remember talking to some people about that and being like, well, yeah, there are, even if there's limited supports or resources, they're out there, but they're so hidden. Like they're in this like random, not updated for years website, or you have to hear it by word of mouth. But like, if you're not connected with the right people, you can't get to that program, or it's like within three different links of another website. And it's just like so hard to get. So like, even if you're a student that is really good at advocating for yourself, which I think in recent years I have been, it's still so hard where a student feels like, you know what? Well, there's nothing for me. Like I'm trying my best. And I remember there's some times in my life where I'm like, a resource passed me that could have been so beneficial like a year later because I just couldn't find it, or somebody just didn't let me know.
Well, you've got so many possibilities moving forward. What do you envision for yourself? What do you want to major in when you're at Harvard? How do you see your life trajectory evolving?
Honestly, I think if you asked me this like a year ago, I would have like told you, well, I'm going to major in government, and then I'm going to maybe for like a year work for like the local or federal government, and then like a year after that, go to law school. But I think like now that I've started to like calm down, or I'm trying to, I think I really want to go to college and like learn to learn. I think in high school, a lot of it, especially from the high school that I went to, I feel like I didn't learn to learn, but more to like find a means to an end where I could like eventually leave. But I really hope in college, I hope to major in government and then maybe literature or English. But I really hope to just learn, find something I fall in love with, like a passion, and like learn to learn. And if law school is the next step, yay. If it's not, okay. But also just be very content with my life. I really want to work more in policy, especially supporting my own community, low-income students, students that come from the same background as me. I also really want to work on a more international level and see especially like education in other countries and communities, because as much as I say that I've come from like a marginalized background, and I have, I think the privilege that I've been given. I don't think that my parents are from Somalia and she fled a civil war. If I lived where my mom was at, I don't think that I would have had the opportunity to go to Harvard. So definitely looking at things in a more international field, I think would be really interesting and in seeing other education systems and how those operate. But honestly, I don't think I have a plan. I really just want to explore and find things that I really enjoy that maybe I didn't have access to in high school.
Adar, is there anything else you'd like to share?
I hope that for any students that are listening, know that nothing is out of reach. And I know it's like really corny to say, but I think for me personally, for a lot of things, it felt out of reach. Like even applying to a school like Harvard, like nobody I knew got in or applied, and nothing's out of reach. Find what you're passionate about, do that, and don't let anybody stop you.
Adar Abdi is a senior at Evergreen High School in Highline Public Schools, a Running Start student at South Seattle College, the Director of Community Outreach for LIAC, and a current King County Equity Cabinet member. Adar, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much, Eric.
Thanks so much for listening. If you'd like to learn more about League of Education Voters or support our work, please visit our website, educationvoters.org.